This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. We've been going through Medina Arabic Book 3, walhamdulillah. We've completed lessons 1 to 10, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, seeing that Medina Arabic Book 3 has been a bit difficult, it's not as easy, mashaAllah, as Book 1 and Book 2, inshaAllah, in this majlis, we will be doing a little bit of revision, inshaAllah. Revision of lessons 1 to 10, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, we began with Book 3, Lesson 1. Lesson 1, in reality, was very, very long. In lesson 1, we learned that the Arabic language, we find jumla ismiya and jumla fi'liya, nominal sentences and verbal sentences. Nominal sentences beginning with nouns and verbal sentences beginning with verbs, walhamdulillah. Then within the jumla ismiya, nominal sentences, we find that they are made up of two parts, the mubtada and the khabar. The mubtada is our subject and the khabar, our predicate, our information. We learn the rule that the mubtada, it is marfu', it is marfu'. Excellent. What's marfu'? Dhammafied. Dhammafied. But if one remembers that something being dhammafied, marfu' is a term which is much more general than the word just having a dhamma or dhammatain. The word could be in the state of being dhammafied. And so marfu' is a much better term. Walhamdulillah. Example. Dhahabtu ila Amerika. I went to America. Here, America, it is majroor. It's majroor. But it does not take a visible, clear, apparent kasra. Why? Because it is a diptote. So even though we say it is majroor, it doesn't take a kasra. So the word majroor is much more general than saying something is majroorified, inshallah. So we said again, the jumla ismiya, nominal sentences made up of two parts, mubtada and khabar. Then we find that there are many different types of mubtada. And in lesson one, we went through 7 different types, mashallah. Then when it comes to the khabar is also marfu', and there are 5 types of khabar that we discussed, walhamdulillah. We also learned in lesson number 1 that the Arabic language, we find that words are either mu'rab or they are mabni. The declension can occur in them being mu'rab, or they are those type of words where they are non-declension. No declension can occur. Excellent examples. So mu'rab would be the word like Muhammadun. It can take a dhamma, fatha, kasra, etc. So example, ja'a Muhammadun. Muhammad came. Ja'a is our mubtada, or rather, ja'a is a fi'l. Ja'a is a fi'l, it's a verb. Who's the one who came? Muhammadun. Muhammadun. Excellent. Ja'a Muhammadun. Muhammad came. Then a similar sentence. Sa'altu Muhammadan. I asked Muhammad. Now it's Muhammadan. So Muhammadunna Muhammadan. Salamtu ala Muhammadin. I gave salams to Muhammad. Salamtu ala Muhammadin. So we had Muhammadun, Muhammadan, Muhammadin. This is a sign that this word is mu'rab. The fact that it can change. Its ending can change. It can have the primary signs. Dhamma, fatha, kasra. Dhammatain, fathatain, kasra. Excellent. Or for example, it can take the far'i sign, the secondary sign. Like for example, Maryam. So Maryam, when it's, when Maryam is a diptote, ذَهَبْتُ إِلَىٰ مَرْيَمَا. I went to Maryam. So Maryama, technically this Maryam is majroor because it comes after ila. But because it's a diptote, it cannot take a visible kasra. Rather, it would take a fatha instead. Jameel, mashallah. But there are certain words that they do not take any of these signs. They don't change. They are mabni. They are not open to declension. Example, جَاءَ هَؤُلَاءِ. These ones came. سَأَلْتُ هَؤُلَاءِ. I asked these ones. سَلَّمْتُ عَلَىٰ هَؤُلَاءِ. I gave salam to these ones. So هَؤُلَاء is a type of word which is mabni, and it's not open to accepting any of those signs. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. And so we learned the rules that the ism, when we talk about Arabic, we have an ism, we have a fi'l, and we have the harf. Ism meaning the noun, fi'l meaning the verb, and harf meaning your like waw, and your ila, and your fi, etc. Jayid. And so, when it comes to ism or asma, they are all mu'rab. They are all open to the changing. Muhammadun, Muhammadan, Muhammadin, Bilalun, Bilalan, etc. They are open to this declension, except seven types of nouns, and we discuss them in the lesson. Walhamdulillah, mashallah. When it comes to verbs, then we have the past tense madi, then we have the present future tense mudari', and then we have the amr, which is the order. Well, from these three, we find that the madi and the amr, they are also mabni. They are mabni, not open to any of that changing. Dhahaba, dhahaba, khalas, it is dhahaba, it is jalasa. This verb is not open to any declension. Ijlis, uktub, this also not open to any declension, not open to any changing on the ends, etc. Whereas the fi'l mudari', present/future tense verb, this one is open to declension. It can either be marfu' yadribu, 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 or it can be mansub an adhaba, an adhaba, an adhaba, mansub, or it can be majzum lam yadhhab, lam yadhhab. Excellent. We also touched upon the fact that when it comes to the ism or the nouns, when they are marfu', so they can have the original primary signs, or they can have the secondary signs, or they are in the latent signs. They are in the hal, the state of having, being such and such, whether it's marfu' or mansub or majroor or majzoom, etc. Well, obviously a noun will not be majzoom. Excellent, mashallah. That covers bi'idhnillahi ta'ala an overview, a little bit of revision with regards to lesson 1, walhamdulillah. Then in lesson 2, we learned about the different usages of the letter waw. So waw can be used for and. Ja'a Muhammadun wa Sulaymanu wa Bilalun. Jayid. And so waw was used as and conjunction. Waw can also be used as a qasam. Wallahi, wallahi, wadduha, wallayli, idha saja. So here the waw is like a harf of jar, and so the noun after it is majroor. Wallahi, wallahi, excellent. It can also be the waw of hal, the waw of state. Example, dakhaltu al-masjida wal-imamu يركع. دخلت المسجد والإمام يركع. I entered the masjid and the imam was in. The imam was in ركوع. دخلت المسجد والإمام يركع. Excellent. So you find the واو being used here to describe the circumstance in which the action of the main sentence took place. دخلت المسجد. I entered the masjid. والإمام يركع. And the imam was in ركوع. Remember, look at the sentence. دخلت المسجد. I entered the masjid. والإمام يركع. And the imam was in ركوع. يركع, but obviously the imam made the ركوع days ago. But we use a present tense verb. والإمام يركع. والإمام يجلس. Excellent. So we use a فعل مضارع. So that is the wow of حال. We also learned in lesson 2 about إليك. إليك is an اسم فعل. إليك means for you or to take. إليكم أمثلة أخرى. For you people is another example. Take another example. جيد. إليكم نشرة الأخبار. Take the latest news. Take the new news. نشرة الأخبار. The news report. We call this an اسم. اسم فعل. اسم فعل. Similar to آمين. We say آمين when somebody is making a dua. آمين. أوف. أوف also. أوف. You know, this type is called an ism fi'il. Jameel. Then we also learned about the word ashya'u is a diptote, like anbiya'u, like aghniya'u. We learned about the dua, rahimahullah, shafahullah. Technically, these duas, when we say Sulaiman, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy upon him. Technically, the Arabic means, it means the past tense. Rahimahullah, rahimahullah, meaning past tense. But the meaning of this here, the wording is in past tense, but it is in the future tense meaning. So the wording, the actual wording is past tense, shafahullah. But the understood meaning from it is for the future, for the present and the future. Example, la faddallahu faka. La faddallahu faka. Which means, may Allah preserve your mouth. Chayid, may Allah preserve your mouth. When somebody says something funny, etc. Walhamdulillah. We also learnt about hal min su'alin. Hal min su'alin. This is the min of za'ida. The extra min, it is used for emphasis. It's used for emphasis. And so the word after it will be in the nakira format. Will be in the nakira format. Hal min su'alin. هل من سؤال هل من جديد is there anything new in the noble Quran. يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد. And جهنم will ask, is there any more, الله مستعان, any more entering into جهنم, الله مستعان. ما رأيت من أحد, I did not see anyone. We also learnt about the word لدي. لدي is a ظرف مكان. لدي is similar to عند. We say to somebody, ماذا عندك, what do you have? ماذا لديك, what do you have? جيد. So both of them mean the same thing. We learned about عبدٌ and the diminutive form, the smaller version, عبيدٌ, حسنٌ, حسينٌ. So that's on the scale of فعيلٌ. We also learned you can say دخلت إلى المسجد. دخلت إلى المسجد. I entered the masjid. Or you can say دخلت المسجد. Leaving out the إلى. دخلت المسجد. دخلت المسجد. Excellent. We learned various plurals. The word معنى in its plural format is معان. The word جارية, young girl, in its plural is جوار. The word ليلة, a night, in its plural is layalin, layalin. And these plurals, if we add alif and lam to them, then for example, al-ma'ani, al-jawari, al-layali, etc. Jayid. So that was lesson number 2, walhamdulillah. And then we covered in lesson number 3, mabni lil-majhool, mabni lil-majhool, the passive voice. Example, Bilal hit Muhammad. Bilal hit Muhammad. The passive voice would be, Muhammad was hit. We don't mention who's the one who did the hitting. We don't mention the dua. Bilal hit Muhammad is the active voice. But if we say, Muhammad was hit, here the dua of the action is not mentioned. So we call this Mabni lil Majhool. What happens when we have a sentence which is Mabni lil Majhool? Then the fa'il, the doer, is omitted. And then the maf'ul bihi, the one upon whom the action fell, the object, takes the place of the doer. And it becomes marfu'. And so it's now then called na'ib fa'il. It's called the na'ib fa'il. Or it can also be called maf'ul ma lam yusamma fa'ilu. Maf'ul ma lam yusamma fa'ilu. The maf'ul of that which where the dua is not mentioned. So example, we find the sentence like qatala al-jundiyu al-jasusa. Qatala al-jundiyu al-jasusa. The soldier killed the spy. Qatala al-jundiyu. Jundiyu is the soldier. Al-jasusa, the spy. Remove the soldier from the sentence. Qutila al-jasusu. Qutila al-jasusu. So originally jasusa, because it was the object. But now the object takes the place as the na'ib fa'il and the dua is removed. So, قُتِلَ الْجَاسُوسُ, the spy was killed. Killed by who? Not mentioned. The spy was killed. Killed by who? Not mentioned in the sentence. Excellent. We also learned about something called the maf'ul fihi. It denotes the time of the action. Maf'ul fihi denotes the time of the action or the place of the action. كُنْتُ فِي مَكَّةَ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ I was in Mecca when? I was in Mecca. What time? يوم الجمعة. أين تذهبون هذا المساء? Where are you people going? Going when? When? What time? أين تذهبون هذا المساء? هذا المساء. We call this our مفعول فيه. It's talking about the time or the place where the action occurred. Excellent. We have names like الحسن, الحسين, الزبير. These names, if you are calling them out, then you drop the alif and lam. So it becomes Ya Hasanu, Ya Husaynu, Ya Zubairu. Although the name had an alif and lam, when you are singling it out and you are making a nida, then you drop the alif and lam. So Ya Al Husayn, no. Ya Husaynu. Ya al-Hasanu, no. Ya Hasanu, excellent. We learnt about, for example, nasab mansub when one is being attributed. Hindiyun, Indian. He is from al-Hindu, and so we add the ya of nasab, and so becomes Hindiyun. Like Nabawiyun, prophetic. Bukhariyun, from Bukhara. Amrikiyun, American. Jamil. We learnt about the word imma. Imma means either or. We learnt about akharun. Tullabun akharun. Akharun means others. And the feminine of that is ukharu. We learnt about the word al-yahudu. That's technically the Jews, plural. Similarly, tufahun means apples. Mawzun means bananas. A singular of that, either you bring a ya or you bring a ta marbuta. So for example, al-yahudu, one Jew is yahudiyun. Arab means the Arabs. One Arab is arabiyun. Similarly with regards to apples, tufahun. But one apple is tufahatun. One banana is mawzatun. So that's what we covered in lesson number three. Walhamdulillah. Little bit of revision with regards to lesson number four. In lesson number four, we moved on to the ism fa'il. Ism fa'il. This is the active participle. It denotes the doer of the action. So sajada is a verb. Sajidun is the one who makes the sajda. Kataba is the verb. he wrote. كاتبٌ is the one who writes. سرق, he stole. سارقٌ is the one who stole. عبد is to worship Allah. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he is an عابدٌ. خلق means to create. He created. The one who creates is called a خالقٌ. اسم فاعل. The Jayid. And so that's the ism. Ism fa'il. We had the kataba, katibun, saraqa, sariqun, abada, abidun, etc. So it's like how we find in English read and reader, write and writer. Similarly in Arabic we find the, we call it the ism fa'il. Then there's also an ism maf'ul. What's the ism maf'ul? The one who gets the action, the one upon whom the action falls. So for example, the verb qatala. Qatala, he killed. What's the ism fa'il? Qatilun. The one who did the killing is called the qatilun. And the one who was killed is called the maqtulun. It's on the scale of maf'ulun, maqtulun, maqtulun, ism maf'ul, maqtulun. Khalaqa, he created. The one who creates, the ism fa'il, is the khaliqun. And the thing which was created is called the makhluqun. Makhluqun. We are the makhluq. Excellent. Allah is our khaliq. Sarra. Sarra means to get happy. And then the one who got happy, the one who got happy, he is called the masrurun. Masrurun. Kasara. The thing which was broken. Kasara means he broke. The thing which was broken is called maksurun. Maksurun. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. We learned in lesson number 4 about the ma al-hijaziyya. The ma al-hijaziyya. This ma is one of the sisters of laysa. It acts just like laysa, used in nominal sentences. So for example, ma al-baytu jadidan. The house is not new. Ma al-baytu jadidan. Or you can say, ma al-baytu bijadidin. Ma al-baytu bijadidin. The house is not, the house is not new. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, ma hadha bashara. Jayid, that they said that this is not a human being with regards to Yusuf alayhi salam. Allahu musta'an. And the famous hadith, la ta'ata li makhluqin. في معصية الخالق لا طاعة لمخلوق. There's no obedience to the مخلوق. What is مخلوق? The ism مفعول, the thing which was created. في معصية الخالق, in the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no obedience to mankind where you are being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khaliq is our ism fa'il. Allah is the Khaliq. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Lesson number 5, what did we cover? We moved on to non-salim verbs. And we did the same. Qatala, the mabni lil majhul would be qutila. Qatala, qutila. Qala, qila. Qutila was killed. Was killed. Jayid. Majhul. Who did the killing? Allah knows best. Qala, qila. It was said. Ba'a, bi'a. It was sold. Yaqulu, yuqalu. It is said. Yabi'u, yuba'u. It is sold. Jayid. Then the ism fa'il from hajja, hajjun. The one who does hajj is called the hajjun. The one who speaks is the qailun. The one who increases is called the thing, the one who increases is the za'idun. The one who was saved is the najin. The one who does the pouring of the water is the saqin. Excellent. The ism fa'il. Then we also came across some ism maf'ul, masrurun, ma'dudun, masbubun, mahlulun, etc. Jayid, da'a, to invite. Mad'ubun, the one who was invited. Tala, to recite. Matlubun, the thing which was recited. Bina, to build. Mabniyun, mabniyun, that's the building, the thing which was built. Shawa means to grill. Mashwiyun, the thing which was grilled. Excellent. Lesson 6, what did we cover? Lesson 6, 7 and 8, simple ones. Lesson 6, we covered ism makan and ism zaman. Ism makan and ism zaman, we call this the ism zarf. From the scale of maf'alun and maf'ilun. Example, mal'abun. Mal'abun is the time or the place of playing. The mal'abun is the time or the place of playing. Matbakhun is the time or the place of cooking. Maghribun, this is the time or the place of the sun setting. Mashriqun, the place or the time of the sun's rising. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Similarly, we have malha. Malha, the place of playing around. Mashrabun, the place of drinking. Madkhalun, the entrance. Mawqifun, the parking lot. Mawdi'un, the place. Majlisun, the place of sitting. Manzilun, the place of staying. Madrasatun, the place of study. Masjidun, the place of sujood. Maqtalun, the place of killing, meaning battlefield. Majma'un, the place of meeting. Mash'amatun, the left-hand side. Right? The place on the left-hand side. Lesson 7, we covered the ism ala. This is the noun of instrument. So, fataha means to open. Fatihun, the one who did the opening. Maftuhun, the thing which is opened. And miftahun is the instrument used to open. Miftahun, the instrument used to open. Wazana means to weigh. Mizanun is the instrument used to weigh. Mir'atun is the instrument used to see through. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. And various scales. We have mif'alun, like minsharun is the saw, the instrument of cutting there. Mif'alun is mis'adun, which is a lift. Mif'alatun is like miknasatun, the instrument used for sweeping, which is a broom. Jameel. Lesson 8, we cover definite and indefinite nouns. Ar-rajulu is a definite noun. Rajulun is an indefinite noun. And we saw that there were 7 types of definite nouns. So for example, ana, huwa, hiya, they are all definite proper names, all proper names. Muhammadun, Bilalun, they are all definite. Demonstrative pronouns, hadha, dhalika, are all definite. Ma'rifa, relative pronouns, alladhi, ma, min, are all definite. Words with the alif and lam, al-kitabu, they are definite. The noun with a definite noun as a mudafun ilay, kitabu hamidin, kitabu bilalin, kitabuhu, they are all definite. And the munada, ya rajulu, ya rajulu. So rajulu is also definite. We learnt about the word ta'ala. Ta'al, ta'al, ta'al means come. An order, you're saying to somebody, come. Jameel, lesson number 9, what did we cover? Duels, mashallah. So we know we have kitabun, kitabani, kitabun, and kitabani. Kitabani means 2 books. And kitabani is in the marfu form. Then we have kitabaini in the mansub form. And then kitabaini in the majrur form. Kitabani, kitabaini, kitabaini. Mudarrisuna, mudarrisina, mudarrisina. This is the plural jam mudhakkar salim. So when it comes to the dual and when it comes to the sound masculine plural, when they are mudaf, then they drop the noon. When they are mudaf, then they drop the noon. Example. Kitabu bilalin. Simple, mashallah. Kitabu bilalin. But kitabani of bilal becomes kitaba bilalin. You don't say kitabani bilalin. No. Kitaba bilalin. Kitabay muhammadin. Kitabay Muhammadin. Similarly, like bintani, binta Bilalin. Ra'aytu bintay Bilalin. I saw the 2 daughters of Bilal. Abhathu an bintay Bilalin. I am looking for the 2 daughters of Bilal. So binta, bintay, and bintay. Similarly, sound masculine plural. Ja'a mudarrisu al-hadithi. We drop the noon. Ja'a مدرسو الحديثي. The ahadith teachers have come. سألت مدرسي الحديثي. I asked the teachers of hadith. سلمت على مدرسي الحديثي. I made salam to the teachers of hadith. والحمد لله. In this lesson, we also covered the word كلا and كلتا. Both of them, they mean both. And they are always مضاف. And the مضافٌ إليه is also dual. جيد. كلا الطالبيني. كلتا الساعتين. كلتا الساعتين. But as for the predicate, then the predicate will be in the singular form. كِلَا الطَّالِبَيْنِ كِلَا الطَّالِبَيْنِ تَخَرَّجَ تَخَرَّجَ Right? It's in the singular format. كِلْتَا السَّاعَتَيْنِ Both of the watches, جَمِيلَةٌ جَمِيلَةٌ The predicate is in the singular format. Walhamdulillah, jameel. What else did we cover? For example, we covered the word rijlun. Rijlun means my foot. Rijlayya, my 2 feet. My 2 feet. Rijlayya. Kitabayya, my 2 books. My 2 books. So we have the ya mutakallim being added on, and so it becomes rijlayya, kitabayya. And lesson number 10, we said that the jumla ismiyya, its beginning is either with a noun or a pronoun. So jumla ismiyya, Muhammadun kabirun. So Muhammad clear, simple one there. Or it's ana mujtahidun, ana talibun, etc. Or it could be a masdar mu'awwal, anta sumu khayrun lakum. Or it could be a harf mushabbah bil fi'il, like inna wa akhawatuha, inna allaha ghafurun rahimun. All of these are jumla ismiya. They are all nominal sentences. As for verbal sentences could either have a fi'il tam. Fi'il tam is a verb which requires a dua. And then you also have the fi'il naqis. The fi'il naqis, like laysa, and the sisters of Laysa. Kana al-jawu baridan. Kana al-jawu baridan. So that's the lesson number 10. Walhamdulillah. We also dealt with some new words in lesson 10. Tafiqa, ja'ala, akhada, shara'a, sara. They all mean like to begin something. Jayid. Tafiqa, tafiqa, Bilalun yaktubu, tafiqa Bilalun yaktubu, Bilal began to write, ja'altu akulu, I began to eat, akhada al-mudarrisu yashrahu ad-darsa, the teacher began to explain the lesson. So that's what we've covered, mashallah, tabarakallah, in our previous majalis, our lessons, our sittings. We've covered now a revision session of lessons 1 to 10, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. Before ending our majlis, we will cover a prophetic maxim, insha'Allah. And this maxim in reality is maxim number 32. مَثَلُ الْجَلِيسِ الصَّالِحِ مَثَلُ الْجَلِيسِ الصَّالِحِ وَالْجَلِيسِ السُّوءِ The example of good company, jalis is salihi, righteous company, wal jalis is su'i, and bad company. Kahamil al miski is similar to the one who is carrying perfumes, the one who sells perfumes, musk. Wa nafikhil kiri, the one who blows into like the fire, meaning the blacksmith. So the example of good company is the example of the one who sells perfumes. And the example of bad company is the blacksmith. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. This hadith in reality reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, it shows us the importance of having good company and choosing your company wisely. Choosing your company wisely, subhanAllah. Good company, like the one who sells the musk and the perfumes, you go to visit him, he will give you some for free, he will gift some for you, you will get a good smell in his shop, walhamdulillah, and so the least you will benefit, you know, being in his company. Whereas bad company, you get nothing good, they invite you to commit wrong, they assist you in committing wrong, you only get nadama, regret. You only put yourself in the line of destruction. Allahu musta'an. Like the blacksmith, either he will burn your clothes or there will be a fire there or the smoke will affect you. You can't breathe properly. Allahu musta'an. Allah mentions in the noble Quran, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ And on that day, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ When the oppressor will bite his own hands. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا Woe to me! I shouldn't have taken such a person as a as a friend besides following the Anbiya. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Woe to me had I not taken so and so as a friend. Why did I take so and so as a friend? Laqad adallani ani dhikri ba'da idh ja'ani. This person took me away from the dhikr, the reminder, after it had come to me. بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. And shaitan is one who tricks insan, Allahu musta'an, and forsakes the individual, Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, you sit with bad company, then they begin gossiping, talking about this person and that person, and did you hear about this and did you hear about that, and this one is like that and that one is like that, Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, that's the worst of company. Good company, in reality, it affects you, and bad company also has an effect upon you. How many a times a person with bad company began smoking and then went on to drugs and went on to this and that, etc. And Allahu musta'an, so much of regret they have in their lives. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, choose your company wisely. Your Nabi, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, gave this beautiful example, that the example of the good company is like the one who sells musk, and the example of bad company is like the blacksmith, Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, until we meet again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, keep us blessed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who understand the Arabic language. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and grant us the understanding of the Arabic language, understanding of the ahadith, understanding of the noble Quran. As is said with regards to the Arabic language, kalamul muluki, mulukul kalam, kalamul muluki, mulukul kalam. The speech of kings is the king of speech. And our king, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spoke in the Arabic language and sent down this revelation in the Arabic language. Kalamul muluki, mulukul kalam. The speech of kings is the king of speech, subhanallah. Until we meet again, barakallahu feekum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.